We speak of collard greens. I don't know, we don't speak of turnip greens like we speak of collard greens.
Oh, then you would refer to the top of the turnip just as turnip salad?
Well, yeah, we refer to that as turnip salad.
And corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn on the cob. Or corn on the ear. Or ear corn. It's sort of a matter of how greasy you got your fingers while you're eating it.
I see. Which is the more common term, do you think?
Well, I believe corn on the cob is more common than that.
What do you call it? A little animal that looks like a squirrel, but smaller, and runs along the ground. It's very fast. It probably belongs to the squirrel family.
I think you're asking about a chipmunk, but we don't have chipmunks down here.
Do you ever hear them called grinny or ground squirrels?
We don't have them. Mm-hmm. Not in this section. Mm-hmm. I heard the children in North Carolina talking about ground squirrels. Mm-hmm. But we just don't have them here.
And the little animal is black with a white stripe.
You know when he's coming. However, some of us do go so far as to have pet skunks.
Mm-hmm. You always call them skunks.
A polecat.
Either term.
Either term, and I don't know that either has preference over the other.
I see. You call it a little creature that hops around along the ground. Can vary from here to about quite big. What do you call those?
Are you talking about frogs or toad frogs?
Okay, some live on land, some in the water. Do you make a distinction? The toad frog would be the one that lives.
Well, now the bullfrog is the biggest one, and he lives either place. And then we have a tree frog, which is a tiny little fella, and he lives in. I don't know how he gets up the trees, but he gets up in the shrubbery and in the trees all around. And then we have what we call a toad frog. It is a frog that reproduces in the water, but comes up to the land to live. And he catches his weight in insects in the run of a few days.
And a smaller variety of the same creature that makes a chirping noise.
Well, I was talking about that's a tree frog.
Mm-hmm. Ordinary worms used for bait and fishing?
Well, it's called where you get them from. Now, if you dig them out of the ground and they're long and slick, that's an eel worm.
It's an eel worm. Mm-hmm.
If you get the larva of a yellow emperor, that's a catawba worm. And then there's some tomato worms that I don't know what they make.
And you use those for fishing?
And you use corn worms also.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what kind. They're all part of a perfect insect. You just catch them in the worm stage. Mm-hmm.
The large worms then use as eel worms.
Mm-hmm.
And an insect that sends off light as it flies around.
Oh, we call them lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs. And an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies over.
You're talking about a snake doctor.
Snake doctor.
But that's not his real name, and that's not his real occupation. That is a much belied and beautiful insect. Because his real mission is to eat mosquitoes.